The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Jesus Christ. There's a story told about St. Augustine that one day, while walking on the beach, struggling with the mystery of the Holy Trinity, he came across a small boy who was pouring bucket of water into a hole that he had made in the sand. St. Augustine, being curious, inquired what the boy was trying to accomplish by this activity. The boy answered, "I'm trying to pour the whole ocean into this hole." Amused, St. Augustine responded, saying, "Well, that would be absolutely impossible." The boy said to him, "So it is for you to pour a full understanding of the Holy Trinity into your brain." And as the story goes, the boy vanished, having actually been an angel sent by God. I tell that story tonight because there is, without a doubt, a great deal of truth here for you and me. For you and I, well, we will never fully comprehend the meaning of the Holy Trinity, nor will we fully understand this mystery of our faith, this side of heaven. And yet, I believe that this mystery of our faith, the union of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it can continue to teach us. Yes, it can teach us much about how to live. You know, when we speak about the Holy Trinity, I think about unity. The unity that exists between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And at the same time, I find myself always thinking about harmony. For our Godhead exists in perfect harmony. And so perhaps that word harmony is an important reminder of how you and I are to live our lives as Christians. As I reflected over the past few weeks of my own life, I'm very much aware that they were often not experiences of harmony. Rather, oftentimes they were experiences of disharmony. And oftentimes, right within the midst of my own self. And so consequently, I've been reflecting on what it is that frequently leads to disharmony in my life and in others. And as I did so, three very simple, simple things came to mind. You see, I think first we are prone to experience disharmony when you and I are intolerant of difficulties. As I thought about it, perhaps it is usually the small ones that most undo us. Things like road construction or car problems, folks coming late, finding ourselves waiting in line somewhere, or too many things to do and not enough time, or just this afternoon for myself, a malfunctioning ATM machine on 86th Street. The list, you see, could be endless. Somehow it's easy, you know, to slip into thinking that such difficulties, such annoyances should not be a part of our lives, that somehow we are entitled to always have a smooth road before us. And yet the reality is, as we well know, that life is filled with difficulties, sometimes small ones and sometimes large ones, and it will always, always be so. You see, it is our intolerance, though, our intolerance that makes you and me miserable, that at times makes us angry and irritable. And perhaps that is why Jesus said, as I thought about it, "Whoever wishes to come after me must pick up his cross and follow in my footsteps." And you see, that includes the crosses that are little and the crosses that are large. Second, I believe we are prone to experience disharmony when we are constantly wanting. And we all know many times that wanting focuses on material things: new clothes, a new car, a new TV, or a new computer. And yet somehow deep within each of us, we know something very important. We know a truth: that in reality, those things will not in the end make us happy. But wanting more, well, it can be such a crazy habit, maybe in even a small way, kind of a modern-day addiction. But that never-ending wanting for more, well, as I thought about it, can also spill over. It can spill over in our attitudes towards one another. And thus we can make others and ourselves miserable by trying to make them conform to our own wills. We all know it's easy to become negative when we demand that others be different or that they be the way we want them to be. And as I thought about it, as far as I can tell, Jesus said that he would take care of all of our needs, but he never ever mentioned anything about taking care of all of our wants. Third, I think we are prone to those experiences of disharmony when you and I carry a feeling of intolerance for mistakes, our own and also those around us. And while we all know we should continue to strive for excellence, mistakes are going to be a very big part of our lives. And you and I, we are never, ever going to stop making them. And perhaps most importantly, it's that realization, nor will the people around us. More often than not, the most important people to remember that about is those we live with day in and day out, our family. And thus, what is needed in meeting mistakes, as I thought about it, is compassion and understanding, and whenever possible, a bit of humor. You know, looking for perfection in others or within ourselves, it's a sure, quick road to being miserable. And again, as far as I can tell, Jesus, well, he tolerated a lot of mistakes, a lot of them on the part of the disciples. Without a doubt, the Holy Trinity will always remain a mystery. But it will also remain, if we allow it, a powerful reminder. A reminder of our need to strive for harmony. Harmony in our relationships with others, and at the same time, harmony within ourselves. And surely part of that pathway to harmony is found in accepting difficulties, in trying to curb our wanting and making peace, peace with the mistakes of ourselves and others.
Let us now profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things.